Hour number two, this week's Blues Before Sunrise. Eddie Cleanhead Vinson and the big band, 13 pieces there, Cherry Red from December 1945, recorded for the Mercury label. Gets us started on hour number two of our program this week. It's Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. We're here to blow the dust off of some more of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We pick up the action with Bull Moose Jackson.
I was way away from home. I didn't know what to do, so I grabbed the telephone because I felt so blue. It rang and rang and rang. It rang till it was dizzy, and then a deep bass voice said, "Hello, stop ringing, cause I'm busy." I said, "Who is you?" He said, "Who is you?" I said, "This is Mr. Pones." He said, "Who is you?" I said, "Who is you?" He said, "This is Shorty Jones." Get out of my house, get out of my house, get out of my house, you loud. Let the door hit you and the dog bit you, get out. Has anybody here seen Shorty?
No!
Has anybody here seen Shorty?
No!
He stole my wife and wrecked my life, so Shorty's got to go. Does anybody here know Shorty?
No!
Has anybody here seen Shorty?
No!
Well, tell that guy he's got to die. Yes, Shorty's got to go. He took my suit, my shoes to boot.
Shorty's got to go.
He's got my hat, the low-down rat.
Shorty's got to go.
Baby, please don't walk out on me. You know I will never hurt you. But someone else will really hurt you. So baby, please don't walk out on me. And honey, please stop being so mean to me. Because you know that I love you. 'Cause I done prove that I love you. And so baby, please stop being so mean. I've given you my money, baby, and loving too. Well, I've done everything that a fool could do to try and keep you happy and satisfied. 'Cause I want you by my side. So baby, please don't say no to me until you heard my story. 'Cause you just might like my story. So baby, please don't say no to me. No, baby, please don't say no to me. Don't say no, baby, please don't say no.
And on a Tuesday, I'm gonna hug. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, gonna love you. I work for you, baby, work my hand to the bone. Care for you, baby, till the cows come home. Do for you, baby, for the love that I see. Slave for you, baby, every day of the week.
And on a Thursday,
I treat you all so kind.
On a Friday,
I'll take you out to dine.
And on a Saturday,
I work double time. If you'd only say you might be,
I'll be
your 7 day fool, and I'll be your 7 day fool, and
I'll be
your 7 day fool. Only because I really love you.
On a Monday,
yeah, I'm gonna love you.
Tuesday,
yeah, I'm gonna hug you.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
whoa,
Sunday,
give me all that love.
And on a Monday,
I scrub your dirty floor.
On a Tuesday,
I do a whole lot more.
And on a Wednesday,
I watch your dirty clothes.
Etta James and Fool That I Am from March 1961. Before that, Etta and 7 Day Fool from September of 1960. Both of those done for the Chess label. Before that, Percy Mayfield This was not the early Percy recorded for our group and the Specialty label. This is during the years when he was writing for Ray Charles and also was recording for Ray's Tangerine label. There's a tune called Never Say Nah from 1962. Ray Charles was there on the organ. Percy Mayfield. And we started the set Bull Moose Jackson and Shorty's Gotta Go, December of 1945. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Let's go out to the West Coast. Here is Roy Hawkins.
Good women, they didn't mean me. Well, day is day, and night is night. Everything done in the dark will sure come to light. I'm telling every living under the sun that every living goes when the wagon comes. Well, I'm having a ball, and I'm having my fall. You only live it once, and when you're dead, you're done. But I'm still safe, and that ain't no fun. Every living goes when the wagon comes. Just pitch a boogie woogie like I'm pitching mine. But I want every living to get ready to run. Cause every living goes when the wagon comes. Everybody goes when the wagon comes. Everybody's hollering, mercy, mercy, mercy.
to be free. If you remember me, baby, I remember you. Yes, I remember all the places that we used to go. Oh, my darling, they're not there anymore. And if you remember me, and if you remember me, I'll remember you.
Billy Wright, out of Atlanta, to round out our set. Let's go to the top. We started with a pair by Roy Hawkins. First, The Condition I'm In, from 1953. I don't know what they did with his voice there. Sounds like they at least double-tracked it, if not more. But that was the outstanding track there. The Condition I'm In, 1953. And then It's Too Late to Change, done a few years earlier, back in 1949. Roy Hawkins off the West Coast. He was a pianist and a vocalist and a blues composer. After that, we listened to Three Sides by Billy Wright out of Atlanta. We listened first to When the Wagon Comes from December of 1950. Then Mercy, Mercy, December of 1950. And finally, a tune called I Remember from February of 1954, and it caught my ear right away because the opening guitar riffs were the same as the classic Little Walter recording. I believe it was Sad Hours. Sad Hours was done here in Chicago a couple of years earlier in 1952. Just so you know what I'm talking about, check just these first couple of bars out. Yeah, just as simple as that. That was the opening, I believe, to Sad Hours, if I'm not mistaken. And Billy Wright is interesting. If you don't remember him for the music that he recorded alone, you might remember that he was the main influence on Little Richard. Both of them were from Atlanta. Both of them were openly gay. And Billy Wright actually was a success several years before Little Richard broke onto the scene. Richard was around, and actually Billy Wright, who had some money at that point because he was making records and was successfully touring around the South. And I remember reading stories where Billy Wright would let Little Richard sleep in his car when he had no place else to stay. And actually, in addition to that, he just served as an example, a great R&B vocalist. Billy Wright, here on Blues Before Sunrise. Hey, here's a group. I don't know, every once in a while we throw a record by these guys. They didn't record that much. Talking about the three bits of rhythm. This is strange because there were actually two groups called the Three Bits of Rhythm, and I don't know that either one of them had anything to do with the other. One was based here in Chicago, the early group, and then the later group, 4 or 5 years later, was based on the West Coast. We'll listen first to the Chicago group. The sides are from March of 1941, and apparently the only personnel that they know was the guitar player Hurley Ramey, who was in the Earl Hines Orchestra and played around town. First, we'll listen to two sides by the Chicago group, Three Bits of Rhythm. Right after that, we'll listen to two sides by the West Coast version of Three Bits of Rhythm.
Go to Brownsville and dig that mellow rhythm. The kettlebell will surely sadly knock you out. Hey, come on tonight, you can really get solid with him. And all you have cats ought to come up to jump and shout.
They never go to bed to rest their worries deep ahead. They're in the mood, they're in the groove, they're on the job in morning, noon, and night.
And if you beat down to your natural roots and bender, take up your boots and dig that jazz they're dishing out. Read it, read it, read on, read it, read it, read on, read it.
Chicago version of Three Bits of Rhythm. Stand by. Here is the West Coast version of Three Bits of Rhythm.
Thank you. nothing to get all you hip chicks do.
Different versions of a group with the same name, one based in Chicago, which was the early group, Three Bits of Rhythm, and then after the war, years after the war, a group on the West Coast called Three Bits of Rhythm, based in Los Angeles, or at least recorded in Los Angeles, because that's where the Bahari Brothers and their modern label were. From the Chicago group, we heard Bronzeville Jump, and this is The Boogie. That's from March of 1941. They suggest two names, Hurley Ramey on the steel guitar and Bill Oldham on the bass. And I don't know all the names on the Chicago jazz scene at that point, but Bill Oldham is not one that I've heard before. With the group on the West Coast, we had Tommy Askew on piano, Bruce Williams on guitar, also Ted Rudolph on, he alternated between string bass and the vibes. Three Bits of Rhythm in Chicago and on the West Coast. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Time now for our vintage gospel set. We'll start it this week with Wings Over Jordan.
Thank you. the glory of heaven beamed down upon that old muddy mill pond, setting my heart on hallowed fire when they led me to the water to be baptized.
You can answer yourself.
Amen.
Is the rope around your neck?
Well, I hope it ain't.
When I ask you that question, I mean whatever way.
Yeah.
The Lord takes your life in the electric chair or whatnot. Is the rope around your neck?
Amen.
If you are waiting somewhere in jail.
Yeah.
For your day to come, like a lot of men that I'm reading about now, waiting for their day.
It's the truth.
Send to the electric chair.
You mean they got a hold of them that waiting?
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Yes, you're right. They're holding them. Then they're going to hold them fast in Big Rock and other safe jailhouse. Is the rope around your neck?
The littlest rock they could get me in would be a bigger.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you the truth, Brother Pastor, I'm praying every day to the Lord to help keep that rope waving around my neck.
Yeah, you remind me of a man praying, you know, Brother David. You always talking about you are praying, but is the rope around your neck?
No, sir, it ain't around my neck, though. No, sir, I know that for myself.
Well, you men and women that's killing one another will soon have the rope around your neck.
But
you are just, listen, hear me. You are just exploring the mountain and searching for mice. Is the rope around your neck?
No, sir, I hope not. And I'm trying to work to keep it away from around my neck every day of my life.
Yeah.
And then again, ain't no way I'm going to get killed no way, Brother Pastor, unless I get killed running away from somebody.
Well, that's a mighty good way, Brother Davis. Don't have in your mind that you will make a Jesse James. You must be like another man. Have the man to put you on a back plate. Because if they ever shoot you, it'll be in the back.
Yes, sir, because I'm going to sure turn it in his face.
Amen.
Yeah, but I'm asking you this question. Is the rope around your neck?
No, no, not around my neck.
Amen.
Yeah, but whether you believe it or not, in the midst of all of these crimes that's being committed, now you just as well as decide with that pistol in your pocket and that long, dark knife you can, that the rope will soon be around your neck.
Well, I tell you the truth, as long as the folks step out behind poles and trees now and grab you for nickels and dimes, I might keep my pistol. Rope may hang wherever it wants.
All right. That sounds pretty good, but not long ago, about 3 months ago, that somebody held up a fella and robbed him just for a weenie that he had in his hand. You talk about your nickels and dimes. but is the rope around your neck?
No, Brother Pastor, I hope it's not around that. I didn't know you seen that knife I had in my purse. I wasn't there for you to see it.
No, you must remember, I haven't been out at night hunting no purse. And then furthermore, you keep hollering, Pastor, we just having a fireside talk. Is the rope around your neck?
No, sir.
Go.
Savior, oh Savior, oh Savior, don't you pass me by. Oh, well now, Savior, oh Savior, oh Savior, don't you pass me by. He was blind, Lord, he could not see, but he heard that Jesus was passing by, and he felt he had need of him. So he called to one of God's disciples. Well, he said, now tell me when my God is nigh, I will cry, Savior, please don't pass for blind man by. Well, yes, Jesus was passing by. What he heard, the woman when she cried, she said he cried, so him of his garment don't touch. Then I would go and I would cross this side. So she called and what about this side? Well, she said, now tell me when my body died, I would not see you. No pain, no me by.
It's a highway to heaven. Oh, Lord, it's a highway to heaven. Winding up the King's highway, my Lord. Highway to heaven. Oh, Lord,
walk up there.
Well, Lord, it's a highway to heaven. Wind up the King's highway, my Lord. Well, then if I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Look up, David, in the heat of the deep. Tune up my harp and begin to pray, Lord, until my mother, if she wanna see me, mount them horses on the battlefield. Talk with father, channel with son. Tell him about the world that I came from. It's a highway to heaven. Well, no. Well, but it's a highway to heaven. Wind up the King's highway, my Lord. Highway to heaven, wind up the King's highway, my Lord. Well, then when I get to heaven, going to sing and tell three tall angels, going to tone them bells.
look up David in the heat of the deep. Tune up my harp and begin to play. Lord, in one of these mornings about 12 o'clock, you know, this old world's going to riddle and rock. Tell my Savior when the day's work is done, coming home for when the saints are the one. It's a highway here. Oh, Lord. Well, it's a highway to heaven. Going up the King's highway, my Lord. Walking up the King's highway.
Sensational Nightingales, and It's a Highway to Heaven from the year 1949. It rounds out our set. We started with Wings Over Jordan, June 1946, and Take Me to the Water. Then a sermon from the Reverend J.M. Gates and his congregation, Is the Rope Around Your Neck, from December of 1930. We heard The Flying Clouds of Detroit, Savior, Don't Pass Me By, from the year 1947, brought us around to the Nightingales and Highway to Heaven from 1949. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. That's our vintage gospel set. I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number three. We hope you'll hang around.